Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew is, in fact, we're coming up on his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. As you know, Andrew is one of the attorneys in our Brain Trust. He's taught us so much about a lot of different topics. He's a very prolific author as well. His law firm is Jones Day, a global law firm, and he's our good friend Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm so glad that we've agreed to devote the next half hour to talking about that Alabama-Maryland game Tuesday night.
Exactly. Hey, Andrew, all right, we're going to move on here. Elizabeth Vasquez is here too, folks. Elizabeth is the co-author, along with Andrew, of a new book called Buying for Impact. She is the president, CEO, and the co-founder of We Connect International, which is an organization that's empowering women business owners to succeed in the global marketplace. And she's here to join us along with Andrew. Elizabeth Vasquez, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim and Andrew. It's a pleasure to be with both of you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good to have you guys here. Elizabeth, my audience knows that we've talked over the years a lot about women business ownership. It's been very interesting to me to see the growth of women business ownership and so many things that have happened to improve the marketplace, to improve the landscape for small businesses, for women business owners. And it's gotten to the point now, I think, Elizabeth, where, and correct me if I'm wrong, but so many barriers that were up there in front of women in the marketplace have been knocked down or mostly knocked down, to the point where the ball is almost completely back in the woman's court. Meaning, if she wants to succeed or not, it's pretty much up to her. Am I wrong about that?
I wish it was that simple. I do agree that we've made huge strides over the last several years, but even in the U.S., where we can point to some of the greatest successes with women's access to markets, the U.S. government has a federal goal of sourcing 5% of its products and services from women-owned businesses. And women-owned businesses, as you know, make up almost half the businesses in the U.S. They've never met that goal. Never hit the 5% of government sourcing.
I mean, that's a requirement. I mean, they've got the same kind of numbers for small businesses and as well as minority businesses.
You're right, but in the case of women, they made it a goal. They did not make it a requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's so much more that could be done, not just by the federal government, but by corporations and also by the women business owners. I frankly think we need to start. As women business owners, we need to think bigger.
We need to think about
our role in creating jobs.
Now you're talking about what I was alluding to. And as I said, I wouldn't have a leg to stand on had I not done, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of interviews on helping women. But let me give you a quick example. I know a woman who went to a venture capitalist, said, "Why aren't you lending more? I mean, why aren't you investing more in women businesses?" He said, "Because women aren't coming to ask me for money." And she said, "If I bring women to the table, will you look at their proposals?" He said, "Absolutely. We're looking for those kinds of deals." She went out and tried to find women who were prepared to ask for $5 million, $10 million in capital. She couldn't get enough people to come to the table. So her point was, it wasn't the venture capitalists, it was the women who needed more confidence to ask for money. What do you think?
I would say it's still a mixture. I mean, most VCs are men. Men tend to do business with people that look like them and they went to school with and they're comfortable with and they trust. So I think that it's starting to change, but the women, they're out there. They're very significantly sized businesses that are looking for investment and are saying they can't find the investment. So I clearly there's a disconnect between the supply and the demand, and I think we all have a responsibility to do a better job of letting the women know that there are VCs that want to invest in them, and VCs need to tap to the right market, the right partnership.
That's the thing. That's the thing, no question about it. Give us the website, your WeConnect website, Elizabeth.
Sure. So it's weconnectinternational.org.
All right.
And all of our work is actually focused outside of the United States, but we have a great partner in the United States called the Women's Business Enterprise National Council.
Right.
And they have 12,000 certified women in businesses in the U.S., very growth-oriented, wanting to get really large contracts with the corporate members, and, you know, really poised
Elizabeth,
to get
hold on to that thought, Elizabeth. We'll take a quick break, folks. We're going to – I've never heard Andrew be so quiet. We're going to let him talk a little bit, too, in the next segment, Buying for Impact. How to Buy from Women and Change Our World by Andrew Sherman and Elizabeth Vasquez. Quick break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.